so.
Thank you very much for coming.
We pray that the Lord will bless us tonight as we take up the word.
The wonderful gospel of our Saviour and Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. As I was reading John chapter 8, maybe you would come with me to John chapter 8, please. And we come to bring the Word of God. By introduction, I would like to mention the centurion in Matthew 27, when he said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And in Luke 23, verse 47, certainly the centurion said, "Certainly, this was a righteous man." In John 7, 4 and 6, the officers answered, "Never man spake like this man." And we find in Luke 10 and 16, we find that the Lord was speaking to his disciples before they sent them out to speak to the people. And he said to them, "He that heareth you, heareth me. And he that despises you, despises me. And he that despises me, despises him that sent me." Salvation is something that this world needs. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. He was the only one that could bring that need and pay that price for man's salvation. Salvation is needed, for we all must be saved, Acts 4 and 12. And that is provided by the Lord Jesus. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all that believe. And that's why we preach the word. We preach the word unto you as the word of salvation, because men are sent to preach it. It's not my word. It's God's word. God's word speaks to people and convicts them. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's all the ways we get saved, because we heard the word and we believed the word. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The experience is that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So there has to be a personal touch. There has to be a personal thing with the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing to do with works, for by grace we're saved through faith. It's not of ourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The problem is, nowadays, people have no fear of God. And so it is neglected. Where Hebrews 2 and 3 tells us, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?" So God sent his Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God sent his son to pay that price for salvation for each and every one in this world today. We all must be saved because Scripture tells us, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So we're in John chapter 8, and I would like you to continue our reading by reading from verse 30. And as he spake these words, many believed on him. What did they believe on? He believed on what he said. And he said in verse 29, and he sent me this, and he that sent me is with me, that the Father has not let me alone, for I do always the thing that pleases the Father. So then he says, I speak these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my words, in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we have never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou you should be made free? And Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said unto him, we be not born of fornication, for we have one father, even God. And Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded from him, from and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. 43, why do you not understand my speech? Because you cannot hear my word. See, the preaching of the cross to them, it perishes foolishness, but unto us it is saved, it is a power of God. That's why they don't understand it. We never understand it until we get saved. We never understood it till we get convicted, till we heard the word and we were challenged by the word. 45, it says this, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Didn't matter what the Lord said, they didn't want to believe him. And they didn't believe him. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and has a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honour my Father, and you do a dishonour to me. and I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verse 50. Well, where we're trying to get at. Verse 50, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. In verse 50, we find, he says, I seek not my own glory. There is one who seeketh and judges. Then he says this wonderful, wonderful statement that comes from the Lord in verse 51. It's a marvellous statement to mankind. If a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Friend, tonight, if you're listening in to this meeting, we thank you for listening in. But let me tell you this tonight, straight from my heart and from this book. How about the offer that has been given to you tonight? If a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. You'll never get an offer like that from anybody else. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. The Lord Jesus Christ has just pointed out the fearful consequences of rejecting him and his word. Are you going to reject that word? Are you going to reject that offer? It's already been made. Remember verse 50? There is one who would judge them. The eternal judgment. The second death. That's what he's talking about. That's what the Lord is talking about here. In John 8 and 51, there's three kinds of death that can be brought forth. First, there's a spiritual death, which was the death Adam and Eve died when they sinned in Genesis 3, chapter 1 and 2. Which means, friends, they were dead towards God since then. Everyone has been spiritually dead when they were born. Ephesians 2 and verse 1, it says, until they accepted by God through faith in his Son, then we get saved and then we get that spiritual within us. The second there is a physical death, which is when we die at the end of our physical life. The second death, third is the second death, the judgment of the unsaved at the great white throne. Come with me to Ephesians chapter 2, please. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 says this. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. While in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, our conduct and our behaviour, in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ, that in the ages to come he might show us the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace we're saved through faith, not of ourselves, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so we have none to boast about. See, the Father planned it. The Son paid it. And the Spirit applied it. Nothing to do with man. Man only has to believe and take. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 it says this: in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. You know, redemption is the most glorious work of God. Someone said it is greater than creation. Because in creation he spoke, and the word of the world was formed. It was done. But it cost him the life of his Son, his beloved Son, for redemption. That's what it done. Do you know the world's greatest sin? The world's greatest sin, the greatest sin of the ages, or maybe the greatest sin that ever was, is the rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet remember that everyone who heard the gospel must either accept the Lord as Saviour or trample his word underfoot. And friend, tonight, that's what you're doing. If you've refused to take this offer that has been given to you. If a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. All you have to do is believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. What a wonderful Saviour we have. You know, the second death is spoken about in Revelation chapter 20. And I'd like you to come with me to there. Revelation chapter 20. Verse 11. And John says this: I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead and the small and the great stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to the works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to his works. What did it say in John chapter 8, verse 50? I seek not my own glory, but there is one who seeketh and judges. Friend, tonight, if you're not saved and you die in your sin, this is where you're heading. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I can't understand it. Why anybody would refuse an offer that's been given here tonight? I can't understand it. Why did the Lord Jesus Christ should give his life a ransom price and men refused to listen and take him for their Savior and Lord? I don't understand that, to tell you the truth. I was a boy that never went to church. Matter of fact, my family's never went anywhere. I was reared on the Clyde side in tenements, and we lived rough. My father was a rover on the shipyard. My grandfather was in the shipyard as well as a rover. So I'm letting you see the background where we come from. And the gospel, never heard it. Just once, I think, when I was waiting for the bus to get coming out of the yard, the Salvation was saying, my cup is full of running over, for the Lord saved me, and I'm happy as can be. I didn't know what they were talking about, but I always remember that. Forty-three years of age, I met the Lord. And when I heard it, I grabbed it. Be not deceived that God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's what's going to happen if you do not take the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. There's going to be a sowing and there's going to be a reaping. You know, when I heard it, I grabbed it. I heard it with a girl that played a tape next door to me. And then she played it, I listened. Matter of fact, I turned off the lawnmower to hear what the preacher was saying. Be not deceived, that God is not mocked. Don't think you're going to get away with rejecting Christ and rejecting his word, rejecting his offer. And all they went through, don't think you're going to get away with it. There'll come a day where you'll have to answer, what have you done with Christ, our Saviour and Lord? Are you in the Lamb's Book of Life? If you're not saved, I thank God that everybody in here is in the Lamb's Book of Life. If I drop dead this very second, absent from the body, present with the Lord. What? How could you turn down an offer like this? The Lord spoke to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be born again. Who was Nicodemus? He was a leader of his people. Didn't know what the Lord was talking about. Didn't know. But he soon knew, because he never got peace. And he even came at night so nobody could see him. So what I can say to you tonight, friend, being honest and truthful before you, except you be born again, except you take this offer that's been handed out to you tonight, if you listen and you reject it, and you die in your sin, there's a place waiting for you. It was made for the devil and his angels. You'll be there. You'll be there. Friend, tonight, beware. Beware that you haven't taken in the Word of God. Beware that you don't fall between two stools. Don't listen to somebody that tries to tell you don't need it. Don't listen to somebody that says it's rubbish. Because we've all been there. This book is a living word. Tonight, you have the human responsibility. And that human responsibility is being pressed here by this promise. By this promise tonight. The promise is only to those who take the Word of God and accept His Word and be saved. Friend, this is solemn. Are you not afraid, friend, if you're listening in? Are you not afraid that you may die tonight? Or some of your family? Out of Christ. Without a Saviour. How? How can it be? How would you chance that tonight, friend? Oh, friend, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It says the words in this hymn here says this: my faith has found a resting place. Yes, faith, that's what it is. That's what it takes. Faith cometh by hearing. You hear it, you believe it, you take it. That's all you do. The Lord does the rest. My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the everlasting one who wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, it tells us. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and added, he died for me. He died for you. He died for us all in this room here this evening. My heart, it says, is leaning on the word. The written word of God. That's all you have to trust. The word of God. The word of God will not let you down. The written word of God. Salvation by the Saviour's name. Salvation through the blood. Paid for. The account settled. Redemption is yours. All you have to do is take it. Are you going to take that responsibility? Are you going to take that word? Are you going to take that promise? Are you going to accept it? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We've said it often here in this room. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Romans 14 and 12. Everyone shall be given account of himself or herself to God. You're not getting away with it. You're not getting away with it. If you're not saved, you have to be saved. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Absent from the body, present with the Lord, eternal life. Friend, why would you reject it? Only a fool would reject it. I'm not calling you stupid. I'm calling you a fool to turn down an offer that a man that left the splendors of heaven gave his life that we might live. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious word. We give you thanks. Just a short prayer and our meeting's over. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you once again for our gathering tonight. We thank you, Father, for your word is truth. We pray, Father, you'll take thy word and use it to your glory, honour and praise. We pray, Father, that souls would come to know thee as Lord and Saviour. Those that are listening in, Father, we pray that they'll look at these words. And it speak to them, Father, if it be thy will. For we know, Father, that it's not thy will that any should perish. That whosoever call upon the name of the Lord should be saved. And Father, we give you thanks and we praise you. That thou art true to your word. For thy word is truth. We give you thanks, Father, and we praise thy name for this time. In the gospel message, we pray, Father, you'll go before us and undertake us. Take us from this place. Take us to our homes in safety. And let nothing follow us by the way. We give you thanks in the Saviour's loving, precious name. Amen.